The House Education Committee heard testimony from the state's new director for rural education, Phyllis Carlson, on Friday. Carlson's role is a new position within the Department of Education. She grew up in the Chignik Bay and Kodiak area and attended the school in Chignik when there were 30 students enrolled. She's been on the job for about 3 months and says she'll be working on the state's cultural standards developed by rural educators. She says some districts may not be sure of how to apply these cultural mandates.
In some cases, they're probably using them more than they realize they are, but our hope is to put some more formal focus around that and help the districts and the teachers be more place-based or culturally appropriate for the students and the communities they're serving.
Carlson says the cultural standards are not content, but rather a way of teaching through local knowledge. She says at the end of the month, she'll be meeting with a group of educators called the Alaska Native Education Association.
They are Native teachers. They are the folks who created the cultural standards group, and so I will be going back to them to talk about their vision and their intentions more specifically as we work on implementing those standards.
Also at the hearing was the governor's rural advisor, John Moeller. Moeller said he's hearing from rural parents and educators who are hopeful that the governor's proposal for merit-based scholarships will gain approval in the legislature.
This week alone, I had folks from St. Mary's in my office, members of the school board, superintendent, that were very grateful for the introduction of this program. Yesterday, I was up in Gaucona, where I heard from parents and educators, and they too expressed their gratitude for its introduction.
Galena School Superintendent Jim Smith testified about what he sees as a growing need to consider more regional hubs for education beyond just Galena, Mount Edgecombe, and Nenana. He said currently his school is educating 4,400 students. Another 10,000 Alaska students are taking distance education courses.
In our ID program, we have sophomores who graduate with their high school credits and college credits, and they're off to do other things. You know, their focus is in education and instruction, their family supports that, and they're out early and on to a life of pretty good experiences. So anything is possible. We just shackle ourselves by saying everything should look this way, and this should be this way in every community and village in the state of Alaska, and It economically isn't going to be practical.
This week, a joint session of House and Senate Education Committees will look at the court case Moore versus the State of Alaska. Judge Sharon Gleason says the state is failing to show it's making good on a court order to improve education in chronically underperforming rural schools. She ordered the state to show within the next 2 months how it plans to improve students' skills in math, writing, reading, and science in some school districts where the state has intervened.